All right. Listening advisory here, kind of parental advisory. This is, I'd say, like 18 plus, definitely an adult thing. It's very scary. We were talking about what happened to Alex and what she's worried about, but also she's kind of finishing up a story here about a woman that lived in Houston, Texas, was really worried about her security. So she stayed at a place that had like the best security that they could find. And she came home from the bar one night. A guy ended up being on top of her, like woke her up when she was sleeping, had a knife to her, ended up cutting her. She ran into the bathroom to hide because he tried to rape her. And what else are we missing here?
She called 911, and right as she gets on the phone with 911, she hears a knock at the door.
Okay.
A loud knock. And she's like, someone's knocking on my door. And the 911 dispatcher says, well, wait, what's going on? And there's someone yelling on the opposite end of the door, and he's going, Jennifer? He knows her name. Are you okay? There's a lot of blood out here. And she's like, the person is talking to me. And he's like, well, wait. Who is it? And she's like, well, who are you? And he's like, I'm so-and-so with Pinkerton Security. I work for your apartment complex. I was standing outside under your balcony when a man jumped off your balcony. He sliced me up when he jumped down, and there's blood everywhere, and I ran up here because he came from your balcony to see if you're okay. Are you okay? And the 911 dispatcher's like, wait, who does he say he is? And she's like, oh, no, don't worry. It's okay. It's a guy from Pinkerton Security. That's the deal here. That's, like, my apartment complex. They hire, like, a security company to watch over us and protect us. And he's like, Jennifer, do not open your front door. And the guy's like, Jennifer, you need to let me in. This guy knocking on the door. You need to let me in. I need to check on you. I'm scared you're going to bleed out. That's my job. I need to. He will not stop knocking on the door. It's getting louder and louder and more intense. And the 911 dispatcher is like, Jennifer, listen to me. Do not open your door. I do not have a good feeling about this. We have not notified your apartment complex about what's going on. And she's like, okay, I won't open the door. And this guy is getting more and more relentless. Like, just keeps knocking. Jennifer, you need to let me in. I need to check on you. This is my job. You need to let me do my job. And the 911 dispatcher is like, the ambulance is 3 minutes away. It's 3 minutes away. Which, of course, when you're in that situation, three minutes
is like a day.
It's an eternity. And so she's getting more and more scared. She's like, I'm scared he's going to break down the door. I don't know what to do. Maybe I should just let him in. He's just trying to help me. And he's like, trust me, Jennifer. Do not let him in. I don't trust the situation. So she doesn't let him in. Immediately, the 911 dispatcher is like, finally, the ambulance is there. Do you hear them? The knocking stops. The police get there. This man is standing outside, blood all over him. And he's like, hi, I'm with Pinkerton Security. He tells the same story to the police. He says, a man jumped off this woman's apartment balcony. I tried to go up there and make sure she was okay. She wouldn't let me in. I don't know if she's still alive or what's going on, but I tried to like save her. So the police go up. They get Jennifer. She lives. You know, remember, the show is called I Survived.
Yeah, so she better survive. Okay.
So Jennifer is like all good to go. And the police, while they're in a room, find men's underwear in a hat. They go downstairs and they're like, you know, this is weird. So the guy is telling them like, oh, yeah, when they're like, well, where did the man run when he jumped off her balcony? He's like, oh, he ran straight ahead of me into the woods. Well, at this point, it's 6 a.m. There's dew on the ground, but there's no like pressed down grass where a guy would have ran into the woods.
No tracks,
nothing.
So
the police immediately are like, put this guy over here in holding because like this doesn't match up. So they're like, sir, can we check your underwear? And he's like, he unbuttons his pants, not wearing any underwear. He has his Pinkerton Security uniform on, missing the hat. The hat found in Jennifer's apartment was the Pinkerton Security hat! Her own security guard for her freaking apartment that she paid a lot of money for to be safe got keys to her apartment and tried to rape her.
Wow. Okay.
Now you see why I am absolutely terrified.
Yes. I mean, to be fair, I'm not trying to diminish you. And I want to talk to people right now. 317-239-1009. I want to know if you think that Alex should, you know, talk to her apartment and ask them if they've had any complaints about this man. Because you don't want this man to be fired, but you also want to make sure nothing happens, right? You were legit or concerned and scared.
I'm just a little bit freaked out. I have a feeling that is literally it. Nothing has happened.
Did you have this feeling, though, before
he was very polite and cordial when he came into my apartment?
Did you have this feeling before you heard about this attempted murder story, though?
A little bit, but this like made it worse.
Over the top. It really set you off.
Yeah,
okay.
So after, what I'm saying is, after I heard the story, now I'm like way more freaked out. So I'm like, is it the story that's freaking me out, or do I really have a gut feeling, and should I just say to the apartment complex, hey, have you ever had a complaint about this employee of yours? Just wondering if you've ever had anyone else say he creeps them out. Am I the only one? Am I crazy? He's probably a nice guy, but I just want to make sure. I just don't want to get this guy in trouble or like into questioning for something that he didn't do.
317-239-1009. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show. What do you think Alex should be doing?
Oh, that's crazy.
Are you freaked out? Do you have goosebumps?
Yeah, I'm an apartment manager. And I'm speechless that I want to go outside for life now, but I would not talk to, I would go ahead and talk to the apartment manager. Do you know the name of the guy?
No. I mean, there's only one of two people he could be, so, I can describe him. They'll know who he is.
Okay. Maybe bring your concerns, but then you have to think of, her saying something to him.
Right, that's what I'm scared of.
Creepier.
That's what I'm scared of.
Then you're definitely going to have to be killed if that happens.
I don't know. I'd call the cops if you get a really bad feeling at that point.
You think I should call the cops before I would tell my apartment management?
Yeah, I would. Just say he gives me a really bad feeling and see how they go about it.
Yikes.
Wow.
That scares me even more to do that. That seems so intense.
Thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Love you too. Bye. 317-239-1009. Great. What would you do in Alex's situation here? What would you do?
So this just makes me nervous because in college, I had some friends and one of their dads had bought them a $500,000 condo. And they all lived there. It was great. They had this great security. But they all came home drunk one night and didn't lock their door.
Yikes.
Didn't think twice about it. And the security man entered their apartment, didn't take anything, but they all woke up. Like, one girl woke up and saw this man standing over her.
No. No, sir. No.
Oh, my God.
No, thanks.
I would definitely say something if I were you, only because that was real life. It happened to us. It freaked all of us out. And then we were just paranoid for life about leaving our doors open, even when you have, you've bought this wonderful place or you're paying a lot of money to live there. Mm-hmm. And you think the security is there to protect you. So I would definitely say something just so that you can feel a little bit better. Like, you've notified someone. Now you don't have to feel guilty if something happens to somebody else.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for the call, and that's a crazy story. See, I get what she's saying, Alex, and I'm not trying to make you not feel like, I'm not trying to diminish it, but nothing's actually happened to you, though, right?
Right.
So that's a tough thing for me.
I know.
If he did something to you or just went and just said, like, oh, sorry, I thought you needed something fixed here. Like,
right, exactly.
That would be the weird part.
Paula tweeted us, at Joe and Alex Show, I would report it to the office manager. I used to be in property management. Casey said, Alex, are you more worried about your safety or offending someone? That's a good point.
That's true.
Gosh, see, when you guys are real with me, I really appreciate it. Y'all just keep it real, and that's what I love about you.
But I don't want somebody to lose their job, though, either.
Hey, I don't either.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know what you think Alex should do in this kind of spooky and creepy situation.